Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. While the U.S. Senate has settled the question this week of a January 6th special commission, there is not going to be one, plenty of loose ends remain untied about the day that rioters broke into the U.S. Capitol, scattering Congress and ending in the deaths of five people. The questions, still unsettled, seem to concern whether the problems that led to the insurrection are still happening. Senator Gary Peters, Democrat of Michigan, chairs the Senate's Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, and he joins us now. Senator Peters, welcome back to Stateside.
Oh, great to be with you.
So a number of questions remain unanswered from the inquiry that you and others have been working on into the January 6th insurrection. Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what the DOJ or other entities did not clear up in their answers?
Well, we are still waiting for additional information. We wanted to get the report out, though, as quickly as we could. And that was really the focus of this investigation, is that it was narrow in scope. It was focused on security breaches that occurred on the day of the violent attack and the insurrection on the Capitol. And we wanted to make sure we could get recommendations out quickly to make the kinds of changes necessary to make the Capitol property more secure. Part of that investigation, though, is looking at intelligence failures, which were quite striking. The fact that despite all of the information that people were seeing on social media and reading in the media about the kinds of organizing that was occurring by folks who were expressing an interest to come to the Capitol and engage in violent action. And yet the intelligence services did not put out a formal warning statement that local law enforcement would pick up and prepare for accordingly. And so we've asked the Department of Homeland Security, as well as the Department of Justice, for information as to what they knew, when they knew it, and who did they disseminate that information to. And we still have not received a complete picture.
Is there another avenue that you have, short of there being a special commission, which, as we know, is a non-starter for Republicans in the Senate? Is there any other avenue you see to either get subpoena power or get those questions answered to your satisfaction?
Well, my committee, we have subpoena power, so we will exercise that if necessary. We try not to use that unless absolutely necessary. So we've given the department some space, but I will be clear. My patience is wearing thin.
The bill that the House drafted to try to create the commission included language that would have given a special commission looking into January 6th a deadline. Do you see that as having been a fundamental problem in the talks over whether this was going to come to pass?
No, I don't think that was the fundamental problem. The problem was that my Republican colleagues simply are afraid of the facts. Mm.
So one of the questions that seems to be hanging out there is how it was that the Capitol Police did not get the backup that they called for. What is your understanding of why the Capitol Police don't have the authority to unilaterally get backup when they need it? Why does it have to go up a chain of command?
Well, and that's certainly a serious flaw that we intend to change, and legislation is being written right now to have a call. You need to have the police board sign off on it of several members. So what happened on January 6th is that the chief of the Capitol Police reached out to National Guard, but formally he needed to have the support of the board, and it includes folks like the architect of the architect of the Capitol. It's my belief you don't need to consult with the architect of the Capitol to request the National Guard when the Capitol is being assaulted by a violent mob. So we need to streamline that. There are also issues, though, with the National Guard. They're the slow response and the slow authorization that was received by the Department of the Defense. It had to go directly to the Secretary of the Army and the Acting Secretary of Defense. They delayed, saying there wasn't an operational plan, and they were asking for that. When you're in the middle of an attack, that's not the time to come up with an operational plan. That should have been done beforehand. That's one of our recommendations, is that there needs to be an operational plan. If the Capitol is being assaulted, you have a plan in place. It's what the military does. War planning is what is done prior to a war. You don't plan for a war in the middle. Obviously, you update plans during the middle of a war, but you actually have a plan before that. I learned firsthand about that as a member of the U.S. Navy Reserve and coursework that I did at the Naval War College, as you create very elaborate war plans with a potential adversary so that you, if things move very quickly, you've already done the planning work. That was not done in this incident. It needs to be done going forward.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, in explaining his opposition to a special commission, said that he just felt that it was not what the country needed to move forward from January 6th, and he felt neither was it designed to move the country forward. There may be some listening who agree with Senator McConnell. What would you say to them?
Well, I think he's wrong. He's definitely wrong. You need to have a deep dive into what happened. You think about the attack on the Capitol. It was a singular assault, not just on a building and not just on the men and women who work in the Capitol. It was an assault on our democracy. It was a violent attempt to disrupt the functioning of a smooth transition of government, which is absolutely fundamental to our American Democratic Republic, is that we have a smooth transition of government. What was happening that day was the counting of the electoral votes cast by states across the country. It was an attempt to disrupt that. And when there are a lot of questions that are fundamental that we have to ask and get answers to, our report dealt just with the security breaches, but we need to understand exactly what prompted all of these folks to come to the Capitol with such violent intent. Now we know from social media and others that it's clear in my mind, they were driven by statements made by then President Trump as he put out his big lie, as he continued to put falsehoods out about an election that was stolen. And unfortunately, it's been repeated over and over again by other Republican officials who, quite frankly, should know better. And yet they continue to lie about what happened on election and undermine our democracy. We need to air all that out. That needs to come out. And folks have to understand that this is incredibly dangerous rhetoric. It is dangerous for the very democratic foundations our republic is built on.
Senator, if I can ask another question relative to your chairmanship of the Homeland Security Committee. Federal authorities are still sorting out the cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. And I wonder about your level of concern about infrastructure like pipelines. I mean, is this something that, for example, Enbridge should be worried about, either for Line 5 or for its planned replacement, that it might be subject to future attacks?
Absolutely. There's no question cyber attacks are occurring repeatedly across industry sectors, and they can be incredibly damaging, as we saw from the ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline. We had the CEO before my committee in a hearing earlier to talk about that and how we have to strengthen our defenses. And in the case of the attack on the Colonial Pipeline, it wasn't that sophisticated of an attack. It was basically an attack on an old VPN network that just wasn't taken down. You know, it should have been turned off. It wasn't. An account wasn't turned off. They went through that account. It's another clear example that bad guys are always looking for the weakest link to get into a system. And you have to be very vigilant in your cybersecurity in order to prevent that. And so all of our critical infrastructure is at risk. I passed legislation recently to strengthen cybersecurity for water systems. Water systems have to be concerned about. Clearly pipelines. And we saw the impact from Colonial that folks were without gas and hoarding gas was very disruptive through the southeastern part of the United States. And we have to assume the bad guys are looking at other infrastructure, critical infrastructure, like other pipelines. They're even going after things like meat supply, as we've seen. Any kind of company they're going to go after in order to extract a ransom right now, but that has an impact on the operations and the ability for our supply chain to continue to provide products that we need every day.
On that note, Senator, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Michigan DOJ are in court with Enbridge. They say that the company is in violation of its easement to operate Line 5. Do you see that claim as having merit? Do you agree with the governor that a shutdown needs to occur?
I support the governor's efforts to shut down the pipeline as it sits right now. You've got a very old pipeline just sitting on the lake bed exposed to damage. We've had a recent anchor strike that damaged the pipeline and put a gouge in it. That shows that the potential for a catastrophic failure is very real. And we all know that a catastrophic failure of that pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac, as a result of numerous studies from the University of Michigan and others, that it is the absolute worst place to have a pipeline spill anywhere in the Great Lakes. It would be absolutely catastrophic. To me, that is an unacceptable risk. And the governor and the attorney general are right to raise these questions.
Senator Gary Peters, Senator, thank you for your time today.
Great to be with you. Thank you.